music superstar Adele has celebrated turning 30 with a Titanic-themed birthday party. The singer dressed up as Kate Winslet's character Rose from the Oscar-winning film and shared a series of photos showing guests dancing, wearing life jackets. But some have criticised the party theme, calling it inappropriate. So what do you think? Is it bad taste or just a bit of fun? 0-30-30-80-55-55. Commentators Fionnuala Meredith and Tina Calder are with us. Good morning to you both.
Morning, morning.
Tina, what do you think?
I mean, I can't understand why people think it's inappropriate. I mean, if it was inappropriate, then the movie would have been inappropriate, all the tourist destination things would be inappropriate. It's just a bit of fun.
Is death fun?
Do you know what? The Titanic was an awful lot more than a ship that sunk. And I think that we're just being a bit silly to consider it, you know, inappropriate because somebody really, really loved the film and wanted to dress up as the characters in the film.
Is it the same to have a party where people, they dress up as characters, but they also dance in life jackets that were designed to save those people that went into the water that night? Is that still fun? And the film in comparison was a love story. It wasn't done for, you know, let's have fun, have party and entertainment type of way. And it was more telling that story. Is it the same thing, Tina?
I hate to say it, Fitney, but I actually did laugh when I seen the pictures. And, you know, yes, maybe that makes me as bad as Adele. I don't know. But I just, you know, I think there's so many other things we could be outraged about.
Fionnuala?
And this is just a celebrity having a party.
This was like the worst disaster in maritime history. Like over 1,500 people drowned in freezing water, men, women and children. It was, you know, it's the reason we're still talking about it and the films are made about it is that it was such a huge and traumatic and astounding event. And to just have a party where, you know, you kind of make light of it and dance around in the life jackets, to me, that's just really crass and entitled behaviour. Did they not stop for a minute and think, hang on a minute, maybe this isn't in the best possible taste?
You know what people will say this morning, Fionnuala. They'll say, this is PC gone mad. This happened a long time ago, and whereas it was tragic,
right,
you know,
okay,
we laugh at many other things that are also tragic, especially through dark humour and dark comedy.
I despise political correctness. That's something that I just really do not get on with, and I try to subvert it wherever I can. I don't like policing of language and all of that. But, you know, I mean, this is about laughing and celebrating around these deaths, and it's not that far out of living memory. I actually interviewed the last living survivor of the Titanic disaster, Melvina Dean, before she died. In fact, I was the last person to interview her, and she had no memory of the disaster because she was only something like 9 weeks old in her mother's arms when she was saved. But I tell you what, that something like that really brings it home to you, the reality of what happened there. So, you know, laughing and carrying on when this number of people are going to then, like, have a Japanese tsunami-themed party where we laugh about all the people who died in that? Come on.
Tina, I think sometimes we look at different things that have happened in the past, and some maybe people feel are more open to being poked fun at than others. You know, if you complain or say that's not appropriate, you're told, oh, you're just a killjoy, it's just a bit of fun, it happened so long ago, sure, what does it matter now?
Well, I mean, are we going to stop young children having parties that are pirate-themed because there are pirates all over the world, you know, maiming and...
Oh, come on, it's not the same thing.
No, but it
that's
is.
That's not an appropriate analogy.
Because there are pirates in the world who kill people.
Come on.
So am I going to stop my 4-5-year-old?
Is that really the same thing, Tina Calder, when it comes to specifics and historical events? It's like saying, well, don't let young boys or girls play with the cowboys and Indians because of what happened there.
Exactly.
This is a specific event that happened where 1,500 people drowned or died of hypothermia.
Well, let's do the numbers and find out how many people died at the hands of pirates over the years.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
that's a pathetic example. If you were going to come on up with something, you'd come up with better than that. Look, I know Adele says, oh, look, she loves the film. And, you know, so she maybe didn't think this one through. She thought it was just about the film. But it doesn't take too much more thought to work it out that, no, this actually happened. And it happened not really that long ago in the scheme of things, over 100 years, sure. But as I say, it was up until very recently in living memory. And, you know, I think we have a particular resonance to it because Titanic was built here, came from here. She means a lot to people here. So to sort of have it treated in this way, nah, it's just crass, tacky.
I think we're all just sitting about waiting to be offended these days.
Would it have made it any more acceptable, Fionnuala, for example, if they weren't dancing around in life jackets?
Yeah, maybe a bit more. I think it was the life jackets that really got me. I just thought, oh, seriously? And apparently I think they gave away life jackets as like party favours to take home. You just
they
think, ah, oh, that is so crass and tasteless. I could not have thought that one through.
There was something else I saw. I don't know where it was, but it was a Titanic-themed like bouncy castle / slide. And it was a Titanic on its side as it was sinking, and they were like, but you're laughing at that. People died
sorry,
in that.
I know,
you
know, I'm sorry.
And I know it was a long time ago, but it was, yeah. Could you imagine, and I know we are talking historically here, but could you imagine what it was like for the people that died on that, Tina Calder? And
of
to think, well, do you know what, down the line, they'll
second,
recreate this as a bouncy castle and it will all be fine.
I am not diminishing the fact that this was a disaster. That
you absolutely know, are.
But the we are just got to the stage where we're just willing to be offended by somebody looking in the wrong direction at us. It is absolutely ridiculous. I don't believe that we should be focusing our attention on being enraged because celebrity has a party that we don't like the theme of.
Should we, Fionnuala, be using the Titanic as we do in possibly a more upper class way, you might describe it, for example, with our Titanic hotel, our tours, the Titanic Centre, you know, there is money being made off Titanic and off the deaths of those people.
Yeah, it's an interesting question, isn't it? Sort of the old idea of, it's almost akin to dark tourism, which we also have here, isn't it? You know, troubles tourism, that's different because that was to do with a conflict and a war and, you know, it has...
How is that different?
Hang on a second. The number of political dimensions... Titanic was completely different because it was a disaster. It was not a war or a conflict. That's the huge difference. I think that's pretty obvious to most people. But
so,
yeah,
so that means it gives me head.
Sorry, could I
one at the trouble?
Okay, one at a time. Fionnuala, you finish your point, then Tina will bring
yeah.
you back in.
Okay, so there is an issue of saying, well, you know, is there an entertainment value in Titanic that we maybe should be uncomfortable about? I think, though, if you look at something like Titanic Belfast, which I was worried about when it opened, I thought, oh, God, is it going to be some kind of tacky theme park? And to be fair to them, well, it's not what I would call a museum, maybe what do they call a visitor experience. They handled it with sensitivity. That's the thing, is handling these things appropriately and not just saying, oh, 1,500 people died, let's have a laugh.
Tina, last word on this to
I'm
you.
I'm just shocked. I mean, we think it's okay to have people driving around Belfast in black taxis being told all about the troubles. And we think it's okay to have sitcoms on TV, you know, making a joke about thousands of people dying at the hands of terrorists. But it's not okay to have a Titanic
party. What are those
party.
Sitcoms? What are the sitcoms about terrorism?
You know, Fionn, right? You know what I'm talking about? The like
no, I don't.
The headpiece actually...
That's not a sitcom about
Northern Ireland troubles.
Okay.
That is not a sitcom about terrorism.